success.
He was a rich man, banker, merchant, manufacturer and whatnot. A big, loud man with a stare and a metallic laugh. A man made out of a coarse material, which seemed to have been stretched to make so much of him. A man with a great puffed head and forehead, swelled veins in his temples, and such a strained skin to his face that it seemed to hold his eyes open and lift his eyebrows up. A man with a pervading appearance on him of being inflated like a balloon and ready to start. A man who could never sufficiently vaunt himself a self-made man. A man who was always proclaiming, through that brassy speaking trumpet of a voice of his old ignorance and his old poverty. A man who was the bully of humility, a year or two younger than his eminently practical friend. Mr. Bounderby looked older. His 7 or 8 and 40 might have had the 7 or 8 added to it again, without surprising anybody. He had not much hair. One might have fancied he had talked it off, and that what was left, all standing up in disorder, was in that condition from being constantly blown about by his windy boastfulness.